source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a warm Christmas with temperatures in the 60s and 70s today. Coming up, I'm going to show you when we'll add rain to the mix.
Taking a live look in Gaza this morning, where the war is not pausing for Christmas. An update on the growing death toll there as tension in the Red Sea is intensifying.
Plus, if you forgot to grab any grocery items or even a gift, don't panic just yet. WRAL's Brett Neese will join us live with some information on last minute holiday shopping.
And hey, you know, to pay for that shopping, wouldn't it be great to hit the lottery for Christmas? You have another shot at that tonight as the Powerball jackpot now sits at over $630 million. Oh my gosh. Talk about a Merry Christmas there. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on your Christmas morning. I'm Eric Miller.
And I'm Keely Arthur. Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope everyone's sleeping in and enjoying themselves right now. And yesterday was a gorgeous day to get out with the family. You know, people can be kind of cooped in and get a little stressed out at home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And today you want to get out. You are going to have that option, PETA. Maybe not a white Christmas, but definitely a warm Christmas.
Not a white Christmas around here for sure, because our temperatures are just so warm. We are going to see another warm afternoon. We made it to 68 degrees yesterday, and today we have a shot of heading to the upper 60s in some spots. We're taking a live look at Durham this morning, where it's all lit up and festive for the holiday season. As we take a look at this system that's moving across the Midwest, slamming areas like Nebraska and South Dakota with snow, but rain just towards the south, this is going to move in and bring us the chance of rain as we head into this evening and tonight. So your Christmas is going to be a dry one. Those clouds are going to move in around 12 o'clock, and then we're likely to see some showers move in around the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. It's going to be fairly light out there, and then once we head into the overnight hours, periods of light showers will be possible, and that on and off rain will be going on for Tuesday early in the morning, and that will continue into the afternoon. Coming up, we're going to take a full look at the rain chances we can expect for this week. 45 degrees out there right now, and this Christmas it's warm with a high temperature of 66 degrees. Evening temperatures falling off into the 50s with rain chances building in.
Thank you, PETA. Some breaking news to tell you about this morning. A Fayetteville street is closed because of a gas leak. Fire crews responded to a scene at Old Wilmington Road and East Russell Street just before midnight. When fighting the fire, they found a main gas line actively burning. Now, crews say no one was hurt and was taken by EMS for treatment. Piedmont Natural Gas is on scene working to fix the line. Crews say East Russell Street will be closed between South Kennedy Street and Old Wilmington Street for an extended period of time.
If you're staying local for the holidays and still need to get out for some last minute shopping, don't worry, don't panic yet. You still have some stores that will be open today. WRAL's Brett Neese joins us now to help you out if you still need some items this holiday. Brett?
Hey, Eric, good morning. Yeah, if it's last minute shopping, this is the definition of it, right? Here on Christmas Day, stores like CVS are going to be open. There are a few Walgreens that are open as well right now, and really it's all for a number of reasons. Of course, some businesses open for just various reasons, because some people may not celebrate Christmas. Others are open because we need some essential things out there. There's some people that are doing the last minute shopping, but maybe you forgot that perfect ingredient for that perfect Christmas dish. So stores like CVS and Walgreens have you covered. There's a number of gas stations that are open as well, including Sheetz and some other ones out there, because, you know, some people are traveling on Christmas. I got some family that are actually traveling here on Christmas Day, so they needed a couple of gas stations along their route, of course. But we're also, you know, talking about restaurants and some bars that might be open as well. Again, because not everybody celebrates Christmas, or not everybody has somebody to celebrate Christmas with. So it's kind of important that some of these stores, these restaurants are open here on this day. We have a full list of everything that's open right now on WRAL.com. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
Breaking news this morning now. Five people are hurt after an early morning crash in Wake County. This happened on South Smithfield Road just outside Knightdale around 3 this morning. This is video right here from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the crash involved a car and a truck near Meadow Run. The people who were hurt were taken to Wake Med Hospital. We're still working to learn more about their condition.
Well, it's no secret. Of course, millions of people are traveling for the holidays, and this is a live look at RDU. Currently, there are 6 delays and 1 cancellation. RDU projected an estimated 54,000 people pass through the airport Sunday. Now, Sunday didn't have too many cancellations or delays, and thankfully, everything appeared to run relatively smoothly.
If you traveled with Southwest Airlines this weekend, well, you might have run into some problems. According to the company, fog in Chicago greatly affected flights, including ones to RDU. This is what it looked like at Chicago Midway International Airport. You see that fog there? This is courtesy of EarthCam Countrywide. Southwest had more than 1,000 delays Sunday, according to FlightAware.com, and it had more than 100 cancellations, too. Though this isn't as bad as last December's 4-day trouble with Southwest flights, it was still an inconvenience for a lot of folks. One woman was trying to get home to Cleveland from Las Vegas, but was stuck in Chicago overnight.
I mean, food and drinks here are very expensive. It's packed with 1 million people. You can't go anywhere or move. You know, so, and you can't sleep really. These chairs and floor are not very comfortable. So you can't sleep. You can't do. I haven't been asleep since 5 a.m. yesterday when we left Vegas.
Oof. Well, Southwest told WRAL earlier it has an all hands on deck operation there trying to get people on alternate flights.
Owners of a hair salon for kids in Cary say they will try to reopen as soon as possible. You'll remember a car crashed through their building on Christmas Eve. That was yesterday. This crash happened at Cookie Cutters on Kildare Farm Road around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. The town spokesperson, a driver in the SUV hit the building while speeding. Now, the vehicle made it 30 feet into that salon. A nearby business owner was there to see the aftermath.
And we looked inside and we saw this car that was totally decimated inside. A few of the people from next door ran in and, you know, tried to make sure we did our best just to keep people away from, you know, the awning, which was about to collapse.
Wow. Well, fortunately, the salon was closed for Christmas Eve, so nobody was injured or inside. The driver was arrested for driving while impaired. In a post to Facebook, the salon's owner says it will be closed, of course, until further notice.
Authorities in Rocky Mount are looking for the person responsible for shooting and killing a man over the weekend. Officers went to the intersection of North Washington Street and Tarboro Road early Sunday morning. They found 34-year-old Aaron Porter shot several times. First responders tried to keep him alive, but he died on his way to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting might be related to a fight Saturday night in downtown. Police also say this was a targeted attack. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says a 33-year-old man was the person shot and killed this past week near Hope Mills. His name was Dwayne Quayles Jr., and he was from New Jersey. On Thursday night, deputies were called to that shooting on Miranda Drive. That's near Elk Road, not far from U.S. 301. They found Quayles with gunshot wounds, and he died there at that scene. Police are still investigating the shooting.
Well, the death toll in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war is growing quickly. The Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 20,000 people have died since the war started on October 7. Now, that includes 70 people who died in an Israeli attack on a refugee camp in central Gaza on Sunday. The Hamas-controlled Health Ministry says a vast majority of the people who have been killed are women and children. UN agencies are warning of the dire conditions in crowded shelters. People in Gaza have been displaced. Now, the UN's Relief and Work Agency says 85% of Gaza's 2.2 million people have been forced to leave their home.
And the unrest in the Red Sea is growing as well. 2 more international shipping vessels were targeted by Houthi rebels over the weekend. A U.S. destroyer shot down 4 attack drones there as well. The White House is accusing Iran of being behind the aggression. Some analysts say the administration is putting both the U.S. and Israel at risk by not taking on Iran more directly.
We respond to them in a defensive fashion and allows them to essentially fight without putting themselves at any risk. And so it doesn't surprise me that we've had this many attacks on the United States when an administration like the Biden administration is as weak as it has been for the 3 years it has been this week.
The U.S. also says a drone fired from Iran struck a chemical tanker in the Indian Ocean. It's the first time the U.S. has accused Iran of a direct attack on a ship since the Israel-Hamas war began.
Well, Christmas is a time for giving, and Raleigh's Helping Hand Mission hopes to give away a lot more toys today, but it needs your help with donations. The organization's Christmas Toy Drive got started yesterday with long lines of people stopping by to pick up gifts. There were also lines of people stopping by to drop off toys. Now, Helping Hands director says every toy that was dropped off on Christmas Eve was given out to a family in need almost immediately. And this is happening as deadlines for other toy drives have passed.
They shut down a certain time and that's it, and people just continue to drop. But I want them to drop right here because we ain't going nowhere.
You can stop by and make donations today at Helping Hands locations at 623 Rock Quarry Road. Well, you have another chance to become a millionaire tonight. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot Saturday. The new jackpot is now sitting at about $638 million for its next drawing nets tonight. In the past three Powerball jackpots, they have been won on Christmas Day, according to Powerball Management. Now, the estimated cash value for this grand prize is $321 million. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million.
That's not that bad, right? Well, a Christmas gift for parents in Alabama after a woman with two uteruses gave birth to two babies. We'll tell you how rare this kind of pregnancy is next.
And Christmas looks very different this year in Bethlehem because of the ongoing war in Israel. We'll show you the empty streets there as all holiday celebrations were canceled.
And here's a live look outside now at North Hills. It's going to be a warm Christmas. We'll check in with meteorologist Peter Shearwood for the holiday forecast coming up next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. As we take a live look at the Fenton in Cary, it's quiet now, but I'm sure there's going to be some folks out there skating later on this evening from around 4 to 10. We are seeing clear conditions out there right now. Temperatures are chilly in some spots. We're seeing the 30s, 37 degrees this morning as you guys open your gifts out there in Rocky Mount, Wilson 37, 36 Roxborough, 45 in Raleigh and Durham, 41 in Fayetteville right now. You'll need that jacket as you head out the door to walk the dog. We still got to get that done on Christmas Day. But come this afternoon, we will make it into the 60s, 66 degrees for our high temperature with rain building in this evening. I'll time that out.
Peter, thank you very much. Chinese officials say the number of people confirmed dead after the powerful earthquake there last week is now at 149. The 6.2 magnitude quake struck a mountainous area in the northwestern part of China a week ago today. It reduced homes to rubble and triggered heavy mudslides that covered two villages. Authorities say two people remain missing, nearly 1,000 people were hurt, and more than 14,000 homes were destroyed. It's China's deadliest earthquake in 9 years.
On Christmas Eve, Jordan's military delivered supplies to people in Gaza. The airdrop was to help people sheltered inside two churches. Last week, there were reports that an Israeli military sniper shot and killed two women sheltering inside one of those churches. Israeli military officials have denied responsibility, saying that their fire was directed towards three people they identified as, quote, spotters for Hamas in the same area.
Well, Christmas looks a lot different in Bethlehem this year. Christmas celebrations are officially canceled by the mayor and churches in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Bethlehem is in the West Bank. The people there are Palestinian. Gaza is only 50 miles away. Usually store owners there would see crowds of visitors during the holidays, but this holiday, they've had no business at all.
Well, an Alabama family has a pair of precious gifts this Christmas, a birth of rare twins. Kelsey Hatcher gave birth to two baby girls this week, but she has two uteruses, and she carried one baby in each throughout the pregnancy. Doctors say only about 3 in 1,000 women have two uteruses, and the chances of being pregnant and both at the same time are at least 1 in 1,000,000. The delivery was high risk, but both babies were born healthy.
Everybody got super emotional when Roxy was born because it was like, we did it. Like, we successfully did this. Lots of tears, lots of clapping. It was fun. But then the reality hit that, okay, well, we have another one we've got to take care of too.
And get this, the twins won't have the same birthday either. The first baby, Roxy, was born naturally at about 7:45 on the night of December 19th. The second, Rebel, was born via C-section about 10 hours later in the early morning of December 20th.
Oh, hey, that keeps those birthday celebrations a little easier, right? Well, a family is keeping their son's memory alive by bringing smiles to other kids' faces. Amazing Avon's Quest for Amoeba Awareness is a nonprofit created by Avon Moffitt's family. Avon died of a rare brain infection after swimming in a pond. This year, the nonprofit collected more than $30,000 worth of toys for kids who need them. The donations were given to children in hospitals across the Triangle. The Moffitt family says this is their way of keeping his memory alive and giving back.
Soccer team Manchester United has a new minority owner. The club announced yesterday that British billionaire and boyhood fan Jim Ratcliffe will take control of soccer operations. The team hasn't won the Premier League since 2013, and that's prompted increased anger from its supporters toward the Glazer family, the team's American owners.
The New England Patriots put in a strong performance in Denver to get a Christmas Eve win. They jumped out to a lead over the Denver Broncos, leading by as much as 16 at one point. The Broncos got back into the game in the fourth quarter with a pair of Russell Wilson touchdown passes. But hey, those Patriots, they were able to get down the field for a game-winning field goal in the closing seconds. Look at it. Oh, there it goes. Patriots win 26-23. Well, it was a valiant effort, but the Carolina Panthers fell short again Sunday at Bank of America Stadium. The Green Bay Packers took a 14-point lead over Carolina with a touchdown on the first play of the fourth quarter. But Bryce Young clawed the Panthers back into the game. He connected with DJ Chark for two fourth-quarter touchdown passes. The second one tied up the game at 30 with just over 4 minutes to go. After the Packers kicked a field goal to take the lead, the Panthers had one last chance, but, well, they ran out of time. The Packers get the win 33-30. The Panthers are now 2-13 on the season. They played the Jacksonville Jaguars on New Year's Eve. Well, turning now to that forecast out there, PETA, a winner for some folks. I mean, especially if you like to get outside and don't have to have that jacket on.
Yeah, because our temperatures are so warm, especially for this time of the year. We are going to see those highs in the 60s today. And most of the day will be dry, but once we head into this evening, we're going to see some rain move in. We're taking a look at the nation, and we see all the snow in Nebraska and South Dakota. Those folks waking up to blizzard warnings this morning as snow continues to come down with some strong winds in this region. We are on the warm end of this system, and with this trailing cold front just to the south of this area of low pressure, we have rain ahead of it, and that rain is going to begin to move into our area once we head into this evening. So we're seeing showers in Atlanta, Memphis, Tennessee, some of that rain as well across the panhandle of Florida. That is going to begin to move into our area as we head into the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. It's going to be light out there, and I don't think it's going to be a widespread rain even as we head into the night. Some scattered showers will be possible by tomorrow morning, and we are going to keep rain around throughout the day on Tuesday. Those on and off periods of rain will continue into Wednesday morning, and then this area of low pressure that will develop to the south of us will skirt on by and allow us to see drier conditions throughout the evening on Wednesday, especially for Thursday. We're going to keep those clouds around. So if you are traveling for this Christmas holiday, Tuesday is going to be the day where we are going to see most of the rain out there, especially along I-95. If you have to head out on Wednesday, I think you should be fine. Thursday looking good with completely dry conditions. And then we have a small chance of rain developing on Friday. As we take a look at how much rain we're expecting, some spots getting up to an inch of rainfall within the next 5 days, those higher totals near the mountains of North Carolina. We're taking a live look at Raleigh this morning, looking at the Natural Sciences Museum, mostly clear for this morning. That's why I went ahead and bumped up our high to 66 degrees. Because we have those clear conditions going on right now, and we typically see our temperatures warm the fastest in the morning, I do believe we do have a good shot of making it into the mid-60s for this afternoon once again. So it's 45 degrees right now, and with the sun coming up, I think we are going to warm up to around 59 degrees by 11 o'clock. 66 for the high this Christmas. Dinner time, temperatures expected into the lower 60s and the 50s for tonight. 70 degrees for the high temperature in Fayetteville today. It is going to be warm for all of us in North Carolina. We have temperatures that will be in the 60s over the next 3 days, but cooler air will arrive behind the system with temperatures down into the 50s.
All right, warm. I love it. If you think your holiday decorations look good, a family in Massachusetts thinks they have you beat. We'll show you the 100 inflatables they put up next.